Concours Écricom 2013. Épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 9. Austerity means EU faces decade of unpopularity. Continued austerity and falling living standards mean the European Union is facing a decade of further unpopularity and strains on its unity, according to Lord Mandelson, the former EU commissioner. He is one of Britain's prominent pro-European grandees, deeply aware that the Conservative leadership is as much reflecting as leading a shift away from Europe in British popular opinion. Mandelson's assessment is stark. I'm worried about the politics of austerity, the huge adjustment that Europe is going to have to make in the coming decade and beyond, in terms of its financing and its living standards, and the impact this is going to have on European unity and solidarity. This goes to the heart of the EU's political legitimacy, because whether you are from an austerity member state or a bailout country, you are likely to be dissatisfied for a long time to come with the economic state of Europe and the price you are paying for Europe's indebtedness. These raise real issues and challenges of political management and accountability of Europe's affairs, and we've got to pay as much attention to what needs to be done politically to repair Europe as we do economically. Lord Heseltine, the most prominent pro-European voice in the Conservative Party, attaches the strength of Euroscepticism to Britain's different wartime experience. In mainland Europe, he says, men and women who had come out of the prisoner of war camps and the resistance movements felt deeply war must never happen again. Britain's position at that time was a very different one. First, we hadn't lost, we had won. Secondly, we had stood alone. Thirdly, we were the partners, as we perceived, of the United States of America. And fourthly, we were the head of the greatest empire and commonwealth the world had ever seen. But he believes, the poison really entered the British political system when Margaret Thatcher signed the Single European Act in 1986, creating a single market across Europe. He said this occurred at a time when the economy at the end of the 80s went sour. It was a time when everybody was looking for alibis, escape clauses, someone to blame, and it coincided with the introduction to this place of hundreds of regulations in order to comply with the directives of Brussels. This is a formula for political tension, a coalition of national press, plus the aggrieved industrial commercial world turned the Brussels machine into a hate character. And matters have worsened with the failures of the euro. Mandelson contends, we have to re-engage national parliamentarians in Brussels alongside the European Parliament, not least because a lot of the policy areas which are so relevant to Europe's future economic success and competitiveness are domestic policy areas like education and industrial policy. And last of all, I think we have to find a way of electing or getting some popular mandate for the personality who leads the EU governance.